Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by LER, Lower Extremity, and MVT Parent Magazines, Right Fit, Sports, Fitness, and Wellness, Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. We've got a great doubleheader today. Janice Raddick, she's a medical journalist. She's the editor of both LER Magazine, Lower Extremity Review, by the way, celebrating their 12th anniversary, and MVP Parent Magazine. She's joining me along with Bruce Merrin, who's a legend, multi-decade president of Bruce Merrin Celebrity Speakers. He represents so many sports stars, going back to Muhammad Ali and Jackie Robinson, and the sports doctors in. So let's first welcome Janice Raddick to the Sports Doctor. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Janice, give us some background of yourself as a medical journalist and leading into your editor with the Lower Extremity Review.
Sure. I've been doing medical journalism since, I'm embarrassed to say, the 1980s. But I had a great start with the American Diabetes Association, which ends up being extremely valuable experience here as the editor of LER. And then I worked with the Department of Health and Human Services on the Healthy People Project. And then I became editor-in-chief of the journal Geriatrics, where aging was obviously very important and fall risk was a critical component of our coverage. And again, that played into my role here. And then just prior to coming to LER, I spent 10 years working with a medical communications firm, helping pharmaceutical products go before the FDA. So I have a wide-ranging experience, but in key critical areas for Lower Extremity Review.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, both diabetes today is still a nightmare. It's as big a challenge as it's always been. Of course, aging is an exciting area for all of us as people started finally paying attention to preventing falling. Things we've talked about for three decades on the Sports Doctor, and I guess that all got you ready to have your fingers in the middle of the new adventure, MVP Parent Magazine, which we're very excited about.
That did. I sort of cover from cradle to grave between the two publications.
That's the name of the game.
It is. Yeah.
You know, Lower Extremity Review, and of course, I want to shout out here to Rich Dubin. You know, Lower Extremity Reviewers are the supporters. You guys are supporters of the Sports Doctor. Rich and I have collaborated on so many different things, writing articles for you guys. As a matter of fact, I'm all excited about the upcoming article in your 12th anniversary issue. And Rich's like three decade background in the world of publishing with evidence based stuff, and Lower Extremity Review is a great example. What are some of the areas you cover in Lower Extremity Review, Janice?
Probably our most critical area is biomechanics and all of the areas that it touches. We have four primary pillars of coverage. The first is biomechanics, and our thought process there is that biomechanics matters. So you have to pay attention to biomechanics if you're going to prevent any kind of problem. The second area of coverage is injury prevention. And this is where we talk about falls prevention and things like overuse. Then we have diabetic foot ulcers, and our motto is that diabetic foot ulcers can be prevented. We work a lot with David Armstrong out of USC and his group. He has a new group they've put together called the American Limb Salvage Society.
He's a podiatric physician, David, isn't he?
He is a podiatrist, an MD, and a PhD. And
yes.
I think he has
magic,
some other letters there,
magic
too.
Magic combo.
He is.
In all the decades on the Sports Doctor, you know, the biomechanics is based on the foundation, of course, on prejudice, on the role of the foot. And this is something that, again, is such a big deal. Biomechanics, I think, was the original name of the magazine going way back with Dubin and his forays into biomechanics and podiatry. And the adventure continues. We were talking about, you know, lower extremity and the biomechanics and the fact that, you know, foot mechanics affect everything else. You know, when we're talking about the audiences of lower extremity reviewers are all the physical professions, you know, orthopedic surgery, chiropractic, physical therapy. You have articles about all of those groups, don't you?
Yes, we do. We do. We absolutely do. And our, you know, LER is the only magazine that's focused totally on the lower extremity. And that's a good thing. Because like you said, biomechanics is the key to everything.
Yes. And this is something, again, when we're talking about, you know, I've been putting orthotics in figure skates for like four decades. Of course, my poster boy was the 2010 Men's Olympic figure skating gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, who grew up here in Illinois. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old figure skates. And when we're talking about biomechanics and edging and balance and stability, which is ironically just as important if we're talking about your grandmother in her late 80s, you know. So
exactly.
The idea of paying big attention, you know, is this individual got pronated or flat feet? Do they have high arches? Do they have leg length differences? Are they bow-legged? All of these factors go into trying to stay out of trouble. And I like the fact that you guys really pay big attention to what you call, right, evidence-based medicine.
Yes, that is our primary focus. And I believe that's why Rich brought me in, was to really focus on that. Our materials in lower extremity review are typically written by healthcare providers. So we're providing healthcare advice from one healthcare provider to another. And our where we got left off earlier was our fourth pillar is actually collaborative care builds better outcomes. And why that's important for us is that we speak to all members of the team who are helping. So we're talking to the podiatrist and the orthopedist. We're talking with the physical therapist. So they're each knowing what the other party is doing and what the most current research coming out of their field is advising them to do. We're trying to cross-pollinate.
I think that's a key. The team approach has always been of major importance. It's something we talk about a lot. The mental game is a big deal on the Sports Doctor, and the mental game is a very, very big deal whether somebody's trying to rehab an injury, whether they're trying to come back from problems, let alone this past year and a half that we've had
right.
with this incredible COVID challenge. The mental health has become, you know, such a big deal. Mindfulness in medicine is, you know, really getting the attention really that it deserves. And I know that you guys have included that important mental component in all aspects of the lower extremity review, don't you?
We try very hard to make sure that's included because it is critical. And where I think that also comes into play is a role that MVP parent is playing for the family at home. It's reminding parents how they can help their child be mindful with all that's going on with their sports activities and the rest of their lives, how you can integrate them.
Yes, this is something that we pay such huge attention to. It's my favorite. It's why I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. There is an epidemic, in all capital letters, of youth sports injuries, both physically and mentally. The pressures to play hurting, the pressures with overscheduling, the idea of, again, trying to, number one, stay out of trouble, and number two, do be the best we could be. As to, but by the way, have fun at the same time. These are very, very big topics, and I'm very excited that you guys have gotten involved big time. You carry, you have my Sports Doctors In segment in the magazine where we answer some questions. We pay attention to some of these different areas. Last month it was choosing the best shoe. This month it's we're talking about orthotics and all those different aspects. So again, the idea of combining these areas for parents. I don't want to leave out the grandparents. That's going to be the name of the next book, Janice. We got to say hashtag Hey Sports Parents and Hey Sports Grandparents. It's the first cartoon in the book. People are ranting and raving, and someone says, what's all the commotion? What is it, these crazy parents? Guy said, no, that's just the grandparents. So these are areas that are very, very important. Because it is a big business, and often there's overkill times 10. So again, LER, MVP Parent Magazine, paying attention to all of these areas of trying to prevent injuries, trying to get real, real good background and feedback on dealing with. Their overuse is a gigantic big deal. Too much pressure. And in the lower extremity, we see it's a very, very big deal, whether it's foot ankle, whether it's lower leg, whether it's knees, where we see just too much overuse. And this is one of the areas where we start running into trouble, where these kids start relying on over-the-counter pain medicine. No one has to explain the nightmare we're in the world of pain medicine. We're in a tremendous nightmare. And the ability of half these kids living on Advil so that they could stay in the game is a very, very big mistake. I don't want to give away my next topic on the with the periodical. So I guess the challenge of choosing different articles, different methods. Wrap up a little bit again what you really feel, LER, happy anniversary brings to the table. For coaches, parents, and doctors.
Well, thank you for the anniversary plug. Yes, this is we're entering our 12th year, and we're very excited about that. Our coverage is podiatry and sports medicine, and sports medicine is a very broad area, and that's what I kind of like about it because it touches everybody. From the general practitioner to this, the orthopedic surgeon and everybody in between there, including parents, coaches, athletic trainers, all of those people are included in our coverage.
Yeah, you guys pay big attention to the weekend warrior, which is such a big deal. You know, people want to stay active. They want to try to stay out of trouble when it comes to, again, some of these overuse problems. You know, the whole world has low back problems. Really.
Exactly.
It's such a big challenge, the core. When my colleague, the famous sports therapist, Bob Guider, talked about the core, I'm dating myself now, in the late 70s, medicine didn't know how to spell it, let alone how important it was as far as trying to stay as healthy as we can. And again, like you mentioned, fall prevention is a very, very big deal in the aging population, and everybody's paying big attention.
It's also, all of that is important also in the work world, and big business is starting to pay attention to these things. UPS and a couple other places are hiring athletic trainers to teach their people how to do things properly. So they're preventing those kinds of overuse errors.
You know,
that
I can't tell you mentioned how many firemen.
Exactly.
I have some firemen in the practice. I'm telling them, you're athletes. You know, you're jumping up and down, you're climbing ladders, you're running upstairs. So again, the idea, are you in the best boots? Are you strengthening your lower extremities? That's our pearl from the sports doctor for you guys. What's the website people could find out all about the magazines, Janice, quickly?
It's lermagazine.com.
Right. Also, MVPparent.com. Am I right with that?
Right. That's correct.
Janice Raddick, the editor of both those magazines. I knew the time would fly by. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Janice, for having me.
Hold on, Janice. The sports doctor, everybody. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com, Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com. everybody. We're back live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Bruce Merrin, the legend, multi-decade president of Bruce Merrin. Bruce, again, is a PR guy going back to Elvis and your world. Give us some background on yourself and some of the sports world. I know you're from Louisville. I went to college in Louisville. Give us some background.
Yes, yes. Well, talking about Louisville, we got to start out with Muhammad Ali, because my very first two sports clients, Dr. Bob, were Muhammad Ali and Jackie Robinson. And when I met Muhammad Ali, the first thing I said to him, I says, Muhammad, we were both born in Louisville. So we really hit it off, and he was such a great client, and I loved working with him. I also loved working with Jackie Robinson because I was a lifetime Dodgers fan. So working with Jackie
was... Oh, my gosh.
And then one thing, you're in Chicago, so I have to share this. Yes, I've been so blessed. I've worked with all the legends. But here's a great Chicago story. One of the greatest running backs of all time is Walter Payton, right?
Yes. He had my orthotics in his shoes.
Ah, I love it. So anyway, here's a Walter Payton story. There's the big candy company that calls me up. This is, you know, a number of years ago, and says, look, we're having a big convention over in Chicago. Can you get Walter Payton? Because, of course, as you know, his nickname was Sweets. And this was Brock's Candy. Yeah, this was Brock's Candy, B-R-A-C-H-S. So anyway, for 2 days at McCormick Place, I had Walter Payton there, Sweets, and all day he was meeting people and signing footballs, and I got to meet the legend because he's certainly one of the all-time greats.
Yes, he is. Of course, he was Sweetness, was his nickname. Hi, Bruce. Yes, I was in the middle of that Muhammad Ali story. He walks in the restaurant. My dad's friend knew him. He came over. He was so personable. And two minutes later, in walks the press, and Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, taps my dad on the shoulder. He says, watch this. And he went into his whole routine that became famous. I'm the greatest. And this
yes.
It was, yes, it was such a fantastic story. And, you know, the idea that even in today's world, you know, where there's such mayhem with the NCAA and the idea of whether student athletes could get paid, and the guy who was in the middle of all of that, Ed O'Bannon, you work with him, don't you, Bruce?
Yeah, he's one. Not only is Ed a client, he's truly one of my best friends. And, in fact, I booked him for 6 different corporate events with a big insurance company, and he has done 3 of them. But Ed is amazing. But you are so right. What he has done for college athletes, it's like unbelievable. He's my hero.
Right now, it's one of the biggest stories, again, which is this whole student-athlete, the whole idea, again, of the schools making millions and the ball players not being able to do anything, sign autographs or make appearances. Or anything. It's been involved for 25 years already or longer. And he had this tape, and he was one of the initial athletes who really has made a difference in this gradual changing of thought, which is now as we speak.
I wanted to share, Dr. Bob. He wrote a book called Criminal Justice a few years ago, and it was exactly about this topic. So he spearheaded the whole movement.
Yes. You know, and again, the idea of some of the different topics we pay big attention to, you know, we would see the public relations of a professional athlete or a particular college or professional team has become such a big deal, so challenging in so many different ways. How have you seen some of that relationship that you might have with some of these athletes? How's that changed over the years, Bruce?
Oh, it's changed dramatically. I was blessed to go to UCLA during the John Wooden years, and when I was going, I'll answer your question, but it immediately flashed to me when Coach Wooden was coaching year after year. If UCLA lost a game, it was huge. But back then, ironically, and I think you remember this, when Lou Alcindor played for UCLA the first year as a freshman, he didn't actually play on the team. I think you've got a story about that, right?
Yes, you know, with the Lou Alcindor, who, of course, became the famous
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yes, and the again at Louisville, Denny Crum, who was an assistant coach. This was what was so funny about you and I. We had this incredible connection between Louisville and the UCLA. Again, when UCLA lost the game, it was big news. Al Cinder, in New York City, and his great career was like the phenomenon, went on to play. And those days in college, freshmen couldn't play on the varsity team.
Exactly.
And when Lou Alcindor joined the freshman team at UCLA,
right?
And UCLA was the defending national champions. The freshmen beat him easily.
I was there.
Yes, that's really is a amazing, you know, story. Again, with the idea that the student athletes today, and it becoming such a big business in pro sports becoming, and the idea of having specialists like yourself who could help these young superstars, you know, kind of find their way around some of these different, not only opportunities, but trying to stay out of trouble.
Right. No, you're right. And by the way, I just want to add one other thing. Imagine what a privilege and honor it was for me. I go to UCLA, and I'm a big fan of the basketball, and I obviously went to every game. And then a few years later, after graduating, Coach Wooden is my client, and I wound up booking him for over 50 speaking engagements on the pyramid of success. And he really was a mentor in my life, Dr. Bob. Coach Wooden was really a mentor to me.
Asking you again about how the representation of whether it's professional athletes, whether it's colleges, that whole sports world, how that's become social media and whatever, that's really, really exploded, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, tremendously. And again, I have to thank my wonderful friend and client, Ed O'Bannon, because years ago when he wrote Court Injustice, he kind of spearheaded the movement because, as you know the story. He felt there was a justice done to him, and he didn't want that to happen to the other athletes. So now, for the first time, the athletes are going to be able to make money, and it's going to be very interesting to see if, like, you take the quarterback of Alabama, just as an example, imagine what this kid may make when the football season starts with NCAA. It's going to be amazing. So it's created a whole... Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, Ed, of course, played for UCLA, and I think they made a video game or something out of his actions, almost like a videotape.
That became
very commercialized, and of course he didn't get anything, and that started this whole deal, didn't it?
No, it is, and again, that's why I really admire Ed, because this wasn't anything that was going to go into his pocket, but for all the young kids that are playing,
I'm going to count on you to get him on my show sometime. We're talking to Bruce Maron, the legendary celebrity speakers, and we're going to be right back with Bruce. It's the Sports Doc. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. Go over to radio shows. You can go back years, see who was on, topics, international experts, authors, doctors, trainers. Listen to whatever you'd like. If you zip over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read an array of things that we were very involved and excited with, Lower Extremity Review, MVP Parent, reams of articles on an endless array of topics, including my top article, which is Women in High Heels Accepting the Challenge. We're talking to Bruce Merin. He's a legendary PR guy. I think he's represented every president maybe since Reagan. We were talking about the tremendous excitement and upheaval as long-held lore of the NCAA, where student-athletes could not get paid for anything they did, where the school, the coaches made millions, is changing with his friend and with Ed O'Bannon. It's going to be interesting to see how this is managed and how some of this shakes out, but it's a great first start, Bruce, isn't it?
Oh, I totally agree. And by the way, I'm having lunch with Ed O'Bannon on Wednesday, so believe me, I'll wind up getting him on your show. But he is a hero to me because his moral compass told him that he needed to do something, and instead of just talking, he wrote a book, and then, you know, we did tons of interviews. So Ed deserves so much credit. So I'll definitely get you on.
Yes, these kinds of topics, you know, whether we're talking about so many different things that are so difficult to change when we're dealing with individuals and the idea of trying to stick to their exercise program, a tremendous challenge of somebody trying to stick with their nutritional program, the difficulty of coming back from injury, which might take much, much longer than we'd have thought. So the mental game, all aspects of high performance, of trying to prevent trouble, has always been a very, very big topic on the Sports Doctor, and the idea of, you know, how much stress is there on some of these different athletes, even in high school, who are trying to get scholarships, who are in the middle of this tremendous battle and then dealing with overuse problems and injuries because everybody's pushing the envelope so aggressively. So adding to the education for parents, for coaches, for athletes themselves, is something that we take a lot of pride of here.
I agree.
At the Sports Doctor.
We'll be glad to welcome
him on. I understand, were you involved with Elvis at all?
I was. My very first job, Dr. Bob, I graduated from the UCLA Film School, and my first job was at MGM. I worked in the historic Thalberg building. So I was the young whiz at MGM Studios. And the president of MGM comes over to me and he says, Bruce, how would you like to work with Elvis Presley? We've got a brand new Elvis film. It was called Elvis, This Is Your Life. And it was an amazing film about concerts and him on tour. So anyway, I had lunch with Elvis in the commissary at MGM, and we really hit it off because I was a big fan. And I'm a mama's boy, and he's a mama's boy, so we really
hit
it off.
I found that post. You made a big deal out of that. You had this very uplifting post, you know, of your mom. You're very lucky she's still around.
Yes.
And you were talking about, and you were reliving this exact story you just said again about meeting Elvis. Elvis was one of the world's greatest mama's boys. In fact, there's nothing wrong with it. We should all be that lucky. So really, some amazing. And then I think was your first actor you worked with was Michael Landon?
Yes, my very first client, and this was partly thanks to my mom, because my first 3 years in PR, I worked with my mom. She was a legendary PR woman. So anyway, we had an office at General Service Studio, a movie studio, and I heard that Michael Landon was going to be doing a film on a stage at our movie studio. So I was able to get on the stage because all the people at the movie studio knew me. I walked up to Michael Landon after he had finished a scene. I gave Michael my card. I said, Mr. Landon, Bonanza was my favorite TV show. If we can ever have lunch, Mr. Landon, I'd love it. 2 months later, Dr. Bob, he calls me. We're having lunch, and he says to me, I'm working on this new project. It's called Little House. And that's when we started working together. So he was my client all those years, starting with Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, my gosh. That's a really tremendous, the heritage. And again, I want to touch again on with Jackie Robinson. What was some of the interaction with the great Jackie Robinson?
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, we lived in New York City.
Because I was a Giants fan. I grew up a Giants fan.
I know the Polo Grounds. I know the Polo Grounds.
I'm a but Willie Mays guy. I'm a
number
Willie
24.
Guy, but,
hey, I will tell you this. Willie Mays is the greatest player that I had seen in my generation. But here is the Jackie Robinson story for you, okay? I went to Ebbets Field as a kid and saw the Dodgers, my favorite team, and I rooted for, number 42, Jackie. So when I met him years later after I started my company, I told Jackie, I said, you were my hero when I went to Ebbets Field. You were my favorite player. But this is a story I shared with him, and we really connected. I mentioned to Jackie, when we lived in New York, we visited my grandparents in Hollywood, Florida. And I remember the first time driving in the DeSoto automobile in the South, and we stopped at a gas station, and I said to my mom and dad, why does it say whites and Negroes? So in other words, there was a separate bathroom for Negroes. They couldn't use the whites bathroom. So I told that story to Jackie. I said, I was so shocked as a kid that a black person couldn't go into the whites bathroom. So anyway, he's a big hero of mine, that's for sure.
Yes, those kinds of stories. One of my favorite guests, Lou Vickery, who pitched to the Yankees and Cardinals in the 60s.
Yes.
Then had a great radio show, Lou in the Morning. Sports Doctor would show up once a month. We did it about 3 or 4 years. One of his big claims to fame is Lou was the first Major League Baseball player who had an interracial roommate on the road. And would have many of those same stories. You know, Jack Robinson, nobody was more exciting on the base path than Jackie Robinson.
Stealing home, you know?
Right. I don't know if he invented stealing home, but really, unbelievable a ball player. And again, if you grew up in New York, you had the Giants on the left and the Dodgers on the right and the mighty New York Yankees right in the middle. You had Snyder, the center fielder, the Dodgers, Willie Mays.
Duke Snyder,
Giants,
and Willie Mays, Mickey
Mantle, and the disgusting continued.
Yep, no, you're absolutely right. And by the way, one other thing about Jackie that we connected, I was telling you earlier, I'm a UCLA grad. He played football for UCLA, Jackie. So that was another connection.
I can imagine so many ways. And again, at Louisville, one of his assistants, the great B. Crum, went to Louisville and became a legend to put Louisville on the map in the world of basketball. An endless array of stories. We had some interruptions. I know my friends at PBS have put it together. Bruce Marin, PR legend. Thanks so much for joining me, Bruce.
It was an absolute pleasure, Dr. Bob. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Is there a website, Bruce, quickly, is there a website people find out more about you? They'll just Google you.
They can Google, but my website is BruceMarinsCelebritySpeakers.com. Okay?
BruceMarinsCelebritySpeakers.com. Dynamite. Hold on, Bruce. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doc. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has 2 Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the low extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. It's the Sports Doctor's In segment. I know we had a couple of interruptions during the show. Hopefully, it's not choppy. The wonders of live radio with my friends at BBS Radio. As you know, the Sports Doctor's In, we preview some upcoming shows. We answer a few emails. Got a great show next week. Rob Andrews has got a wall of gold medals. He's the mental coach of Simone Biles and the girls' gymnastics Olympic team for years. And he also works with the Navy SEALs. So right before the Olympics, I'm excited about having him on. And then Joel Franco, who is the producer of the upcoming documentary, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. We're going to get an update from him on what's happening. I'm all excited about my participation with Joel on that great project the following week. Energy medicine guru, Don D. Dalen. He was also an international erotic dancer. Great background. But Energy Medicine is her book and what she's about. Then legend John Abdo in the world of sports performance. John created the Abdoer, one of the most successful commercials sold on different venues. And John's got a new book, and he'll be joining us. A couple of emails. Mark says, my 12-year-old daughter is a figure skater. She's already doing double jumps. She's at good level. She's dealt with ligamentous laxity and with knee trouble. You know, Mark, look big time at orthotics. Ligamentous laxity is loosey-goosey, loose-jointed. In girls, sometimes we see more trouble in and around the knee, also foot ankle. Sometimes ligamentous laxity where we're a rubber band. Sometimes we'll see, gee, this kid is so flat-footed. How come her feet don't hurt her? She has ligamentous laxity. She just stretches into position, but it's inefficient. And once you start jumping and skating and performing, we can have trouble. Orthotics are very, very helpful, as well as strengthening all those links, foot, ankle, knees, hips, back, core, balance work, rubber band work. Look big time. See sports podiatry for orthotics. Patty says, why are you such a rubber band fan? Who knew it was after this one? You know, in the late 70s, I met the famous sports therapist, Bob Guida, who worked with athletes in all sports, the Jimmy Connors, the John McEnroes, the Walter Paytons, the et cetera, et cetera. He was a big fan of rubber band resistance. He went as far as going to different tire companies. He was part of the creative process of Spry products. Rubber band resistance is unique. It demands strength.
It demands stability. It demands holding power, as you imagine that rubber band. So we can use rubber bands in young children. We can use rubber bands with superstars. And we can use rubber bands in grandmothers in so many creative ways to help strengthen ranges of motion around the joints, foot, ankle, knees, hips, shoulders. You do need knowledge of technique. You need to know what you're doing. Physical therapists can be very, very helpful. How much resistance, show different technique, because the proper technique is very, very important when we're dealing with rubber bands. Tremendous weapon for strengthening at all levels and all ages. Tom says I'm a 35-year-old runner. I run over 50 miles a week. I've had chronic Achilles tendon problems. I've seen physical therapists. I've been to so many different doctors. Would orthotics help? Yes, 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 they would. If done properly, Tom, orthotics for enhancing alignment to the foot ankle is one of our biggest weapons to try to reduce the stresses on the Achilles tendon, especially if those stresses are causing trouble. Now, anybody can get an injury, you know, whether it's the famous Achilles tendon rupture, that's a nightmare. With surgery, with rehab, there's always been concerns with persistent problems or recurrent problems, and often they are involved with biomechanics. What's famous for Achilles tendonitis persistence is that flat, overpronated foot, which is constantly stretching and collapsing around that tendon, putting extra stress on it. On the other extreme, the high arch foot, the rigid foot, also can be famous for causing problems. When the heel is rotating during the normal complicated positions of pronation for shock absorption, supination for push-off power, has all sorts of motion stretches around the Achilles tendon and where it attaches to the back of the heel. In some instances, when the problems have been prolonged as we get into our 40s or 50s, we'll see heel spurs, not only on the bottom of the heel, but sometimes on the back of the heel at that attachment of the Achilles tendon. So the ability to have proper custom orthotics, ideally, by a sports therapist, a podiatrist, so that we can reduce stress to that area, we expect it to help big time. Along with evaluation of the type of shoe, the type of running shoe you're in, many times we can use the same orthotic that you're running 50 miles a week in your everyday shoes. Again, optimum alignment, proper positioning is what we want to bring to the table with running, let alone those kinds of distances where it sounds like, you know, you might be running 5, 6, 7, 8 miles a day, 6 days a week, or even 10 miles, 5 days a week. It's a lot of running. Pay attention. Orthotics can really, really help you. Number one, stay out of trouble. Number two, enhance performance. We're out of time. I want to thank everybody. Check us out next week. Great show coming up. A little pre-Olympics. It's the Sports Doctor. Thank you.